Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this audio. This is a letter I sent to President Bush during the 2008 season when he was fixing to come out as president and we had a new president, which, of course, now is Obama. And so because of this, I sent a letter because I thought, well, it's the last duty for the president of the United States of America, a nation chosen by Yahweh God in heaven, that we might be able to get him to induce him to do something important for the nation before he left office, which he didn't. Okay, so here's the letter. I have to do it kind of quickly because of the time span we have on the audio. All right, dear President Bush, the God of Israel, Yahweh, has put you in power to do his will and his divine purpose concerning the United States of America. It is a great responsibility to lead a nation that has now turned its back on God. And now God has turned its back on us. As history records the events of the past, we know that a nation that has no regards for God, Yahweh, and has no fear of Yahweh will face severe judgments and destruction. In the days long ago, we read that God destroyed Jerusalem and his holy temple because of the disgrace it had brought to his holy name. The Jewish people turned their backs on God, on Yahweh, and served other gods. And today, as the world looks upon the United States with astonishment, they wonder why the most blessed nation in the world now faces crises on every front of life. And as they looked with astonishment at the destruction of Jerusalem and God's holy temple, a people who were blessed and a chosen nation of Yahweh, which every nation feared because of Yahweh's power. So also today the world looks in astonishment on the United States. The embarrassment that Abraham Lincoln faced during the Civil War to stand as one who knew why America was blessed by God and not man, by the same embarrassment faces the United States today, not only on our own soil, but all over the world. I praise you, President Bush, for your efforts to do what is right in the eyes of Yahweh God and your continued support of Israel. Still, we face more judgments and destruction on our land because of the rebellious spirit and the lack of the fear of Yahweh, the God of the universe. Until this nation repents of its sins that it has done, we too, like Jerusalem, might fall. It is a right judgment that God has to do to preserve his holy name and to preserve the United States of America, whom he has chosen to lead the world in righteousness and compassion for the less fortunate. We have much to be proud of and much to thank God Yahweh that he has blessed this nation as he has. As past President Abraham Lincoln so eloquently stated in his Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1863, that we have been blessed and that now in our times of trouble we should look to Yahweh to forgive us through our repentance of the things that this nation has committed, including abortion, same-sex marriages, and so many other vile and despicable things the minds of our leaders have conjured up without regard of what God, Yahweh, calls right and wrong. As Yahweh would say, they have lost their way and served other gods. Please, for the sake of the United States of America, for its peace and safety, proclaim, if you will, a national day of repentance, that every God-fearing citizen should be joined one to another in the same spirit of repentance, and to drink no water or eat no food and pray for forgiveness that day is a sign to Yahweh our God that we are serious about our repentance, and perhaps the God of heaven and earth, Yahweh, will hear our cries of repentance and would put his hand back on America to protect her from harm's way and heal our broken nation. President Bush, there are only a few days left of your presidency. I implore you for the sake of this great nation and for your own prosperity that you proclaim a National Day of Repentance before you leave office. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Remembering the great words of Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Proclamation, for this great nation to repent and ask for God Yahweh's mercy on this great nation during a time of distress. Acting upon these words will bring upon a memorial to Yahweh our God for what you have asked the people of the United States to do. Your name will come up as a memorial to God, to Yahweh, for trying to bring America to repentance. May God be with you. With highest respect and honor, your fellow Texan and brother in Christ, Gerald Elliott. That's the letter I sent to President Bush, not only to him, but I sent letters to Mr. Hagee down in San Antonio and to Mr. Huckabee, who was running for president at that time in 2008, during that set of time. That was right when I sent the letters out. Was right when they were all on television doing their debates and stuff. And I thought, well, maybe one of them will stand up for Yahweh our God and say something to get the people, because they had the access to the whole country. And that's what we need. We need somebody that has a forum that's in front of the whole world, the country, especially of the United States itself, that we might be able to pull this off. according to what God's word has always said to all the other people that he's ever had. He said that if they would repent, he would heal them and he would bring them back to a right relationship with him. So that's very important. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that to you. I hope you got something in your heart for that, and I hope that it'll bless you in some way or another. So until we meet again on another audio, God bless you. And remember, Yahweh loves you, and Yeshua is your Savior, your Lord, your God, your Redeemer.